You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. 'Tis the season to be merry, but not everyone finds joy so easily in the holiday season. For some older adults, the holidays can make them feel especially isolated and unhappy. People they used to spend the holidays with may no longer be around, and they might not be able to get around as quickly or easily as they used to, making holidays different than they used to be. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences. If you care for an older loved one, what kinds of things do you do around the holiday season to make sure they're still involved? And if you're an older adult listening, does this sound familiar to you? How do you deal with it? What kind of support might you appreciate? You can call in at 800-642-1234. Carol Bradley Bursak is a columnist, blogger, elder caregiver, and author of Minding Our Elders, Caregivers Share Their Personal Stories. She wrote the article, How to Reduce Loneliness in Elders Around the Holidays for AgingCare.com. Carol, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, by coincidence, I saw Wall Street Journal today had a big feature on how many adults, and we're talking 60 and up, are dealing with loneliness. It seems to be going up over the years. Is this something that you're seeing in your work?
Oh, it's one of the biggest topics that I see is that people are becoming, well, our aging population is increasing, and we also have a lot of people who don't have any family around because people are scattered. So loneliness is a bigger issue for our aging population now.
And the holidays is a time when we're more likely to see some of those family members, maybe ones we don't see all the year round. What do you recommend for someone in that situation? They're getting together with an older relative. How can we do kind of a check-in, a little diagnostic to see how our older loved ones are doing?
Well, the first thing you can do for them is give them your time and listen to them. I'll start and end with that. That's paramount. But if you want to use the Christmas season to check up on them, that's fine. A lot of people suggest that because families get together. But don't turn it into a feeling that they are being spied on. That can happen. So if your family gets together and with your elders and you don't do it that often, I would suggest perhaps that you try and do it a little more often and just enjoy the holidays. It is a good time, though, for you to see if they can't get around, if it looks like they're going to fall. If you don't see them often, the holidays can work for them.
And whether or not we see older relatives often, let's talk about being inclusive for them in the holidays, because maybe these are the people who, you know, they used to run the show. Right at Christmas or New Year's or whatever, they got people together, they did the cooking, and that's just, maybe physically not possible anymore. How do we meet them halfway?
We meet them halfway by respecting their wishes. I spent many years doing 5 different homes because people could no longer do their decorating, and I enjoyed it. I went from place to place, different in-laws and parents and an aunt and uncle, nursing homes, and used their own cherished decorations and tried to do what they would like. Sometimes it had to be pared down, especially in a facility. But those cherished memories mean a lot. So if you can do that, then you can also, if you can incorporate children in some way, older people generally like that. If you can help eliminate stress by letting them know that you're not going to expect them to do what they can't do, you're going to bring treats for them to give to their friends. You're going to do the cooking or bring them to your home. Let them know that the pressure is off, because that makes a big difference.
You mentioned earlier listening and active listening. And in that piece we referenced that you wrote, you said even if it's negative, if it's something that they're concerned about or unhappy with. Why is that in particular so important to focus on and not write off?
Well, they may not be real happy at this point in their life. They are losing friends, often to death or disease. They are suffering the normal losses that come with aging. Even somebody who's really healthy is experiencing some of those. So aging does have its downside, but it's not all negative. However, just knowing you're heard can make a difference. You can't give the person back their ability to walk after a stroke, but if you can listen to them and have a little patience, it makes a big difference. They want to be heard like anyone else does, and we are too quick, I think, to kind of, oh, Grandpa doesn't, he goes on, let's just change the subject. Let Grandpa talk. Listen to what he has to say, and if you're lucky, he may tell a story that you want to remember.
something I worry about reading your piece and that Wall Street Journal piece I mentioned and others is that, okay, as loneliness appears to become a norm, we'll think that it is normal and that it's just, you know, it's a consequence of aging, not much you can do about it. Give us some pep talk on not taking this for granted and on taking positive steps here.
I don't think we should consider it a normal thing, though I do think, and I may differ from some people on this, I have to feel that we ask people, are they lonely? Or we find out if they're lonely, because being alone doesn't necessarily mean lonely, mm-hmm. and people can be, as we know, lonely in a crowd. So what we have to do is, what are they like? What were they like through their years? As we grew up, as we knew them, were they very social? Then this person probably needs more socializing. And this is often the case. And in that case, you can talk to their friends if they have some who are healthy enough to visit. You can include them in what you're doing. Don't wear them out, but include them and let them know they're included. And come over and visit. Bring treats. You can do a lot of things that don't take a lot of time that will help. But don't force somebody who would like to work in a shop for several hours a day alone because he finally gets a chance into being this person he never was, because I do see a little bit of that. But it is true. Loneliness is huge, and as people age and lose their ability to do things, we need to make sure they're included in what we do in ways that they can take part.
Talking to Carol Bradley-Bursak, elder caregiver, author of the book Minding Our Elders, Caregivers Share Their Personal Stories. She wrote a piece on loneliness for older Americans and what to do about it and how family members can help out. Carol, a lot of people will find themselves in the situation where they've got an older relative now living in a senior home or some kind of assisted living facility, not in their own familiar territory anymore. Do you have any advice for that situation, especially around the holidays?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I had a lot of that going on with different people through several years. And there again, going early and decorating their rooms, playing their music if they like it, including them in ways that they can, makes a huge difference. Then you can also decorate their tables at the dining room if they sit at the same table often. Include their friends, see who they like to sit with. Maybe put a Christmas decoration on their table if the facility hasn't done that. Just make the holiday with your presence special. And for the meals, you can eat with them or you can bring food up early. There's all kinds of creative ways you can do it so that they can feel included in the holiday. But I have to underscore, listen, your presence in that room while they tell a story or even tell you that they feel lousy may be the best Christmas present you could give them.
Let's flip it around. Your advice is mostly for the caregiver or the family member. Let's talk to the seniors themselves if they're feeling lonely. Do you have any advice on how they can speak up and advocate for themselves and let people know what might help them out?
A lot of that goes to how well they communicated with family and friends beforehand. And people do often not want to ask for help. They feel they're intruding, and so they do hold back. But I do think that seniors have to reach out a little bit, let their friends know they would like to go along to the senior center or that they would like to have somebody to walk down to the dining room with. Just like somebody who's, they're no different than somebody who's 10 years old or 25 years old or 50 years old. If they need a little bit of companionship, sometimes they too have to reach out somewhat and give the right signals. But I don't think we should put too much weight on them because they are at a point where they don't want to bother people often or they feel often that they can't contribute. And so we need to, I think the onus is often on the younger people to try and include them.
And for people, older people who are feeling lonely, they might feel like, oh, it's just them, it's just me, there's something wrong with me. But clearly, from the numbers we're seeing out there, people who are feeling lonely are not alone. Is that an important thing for people to understand, that it's not just a particular problem with them?
Oh, absolutely. And I do think as much as internet use, phones, all of these wonderful technologies have become part of our lives and it can be incorporated with seniors, when they meet with family and the family, everybody's using their phone instead of discussing or talking or even listening to someone, these kinds of things can really make a senior feel left out. So I do think that seniors know that they're not alone. They probably have talked with friends if they still can communicate with their friends. And their friends may be saying the same thing. Hey, I'm with a family, but I still feel alone because nobody's really interested in what I have to say. Go ahead.
It seems like, you know, there's a lot families can do and there's a lot individuals can do. Do we need kind of a culture change when it comes to aging to where we structure things to where people aren't kind of left to their own devices so much?
Oh, absolutely. That's a long topic, but we need to restructure a lot. And we need to start with the fact that generations can really gain from one another. And I'm not saying we should go back. There was no particular era that was so wonderful. We've had problems always with that. But we need to remember that generations give and take, and that history, if we don't remember history, we're going to be in trouble. And these people, these older people, that's our living history. So if we kind of try and look at it that way, and bring the generations together, not forcefully, and we don't have to tell the kids, put away your phone for the whole time or get heavy-handed with it, but just try and say, hey, you can have fun. Come to the nursing home with us for an hour and spend some time with Grandpa and see, listen to him, see how it is. And they can do it. My kids did it. They didn't always love it, but they did it. They went along, and they would take a musical instrument and play for the grandparents or do something of that nature, and it was so appreciated. So it is huge, and we all need to work at it, all generations, in order to make it better.
Carol, thanks for the advice, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob. It was very nice.
That was Carol Bradley-Bursak, author of Minding Our Elders, Caregivers Share Their Personal Stories. She joins today to talk about how we can help reduce feelings of loneliness in our older loved ones this holiday season.